This is a teardown for an Akiya Model F3202 US Wi-Fi smart outlet. This outlet is controlled via a WB2S module. Item description page from Micro Center. This was my first reformatting of any sort of smart appliance. I made this work with Home Assistant via the MQTT protocol. I got four of them on sale for $5 each and was able to convert them all. Here is the back of the unit. Opened a bit so you can see where to pry the case. The top side of the control board, a point of pride for me, the yellow C2 was already melted when I opened it. This is after desoldering the H3 and H4 contacts. Desoldering those was pretty much the hardest part of this entire process. There is a very large mound of solder on them, and you either have to use a lot of desoldering braid or a vacuum desoldering tool to work on them. I did four of these sockets and ended up heat deforming the case on all four. You can see the desoldered posts here. Notice the melted plastic. Also notice the rings around the posts that are still attached. Once you have the controller board separated from the housing, you can access the back of the control board and see where the WB2S is attached. At first, I tried to talk to the WB2S directly, but the circuitry on the controller board was messing me up. So I followed the advice given here and removed the WB2S board and worked directly with it. That removal process is demonstrated very well in this YouTube video at around 1 minute and 40 seconds. As I sit looking at this now, I realize I used the worst possible colored wires to make a post about this board. Please notice that in this picture, there are leads attached to VBAT, ground, 1RX, and 1TX on this side of the WB2S. There are actually two leads attached to ground here, one which goes to the UART programmer, and the other to the push button shown below. On the other side of the WB2S, there is a lead attached to CEN. This also goes to the button shown below. This is the best picture I could get that shows the button. This is a momentary, normally open button switch. This allows for an easy way to activate the programming mode on the WB2S chip when are using the flashing tool. I tried several times to do it with just touching the wires together or touching the chip at just the right time. But this actually makes it simple and much less of a hassle. I used a cheap UART programmer with the output set to 3.3 volts to hook up to my Windows PC. UART programmer listing on Amazon.com. I use those DuPont breadboard wires to make connecting it easy. Vout give VBAT. Ground give ground. TXD give 1RX. RXD give 1TX. Cross over the TX-RX pins. I would add the steps for running the software, but I tried to follow two of the older posts, and the software had changed enough to make it harder instead of easier. The basic steps are 1. Download the right firmware file. 2. Connect the UART programmer to Windows. Plug it into a USB port. 3. Start the flashing software. 4. Back up the current firmware on the WB2S to a file on your PC. There's a button on the screen. 5. Write the new firmware to the WB2S. There's a button on the screen. 6. Write the configuration file to map the pins to the functions. There's a button on the screen. The important part for this switch, or any device, is the pins and what they do. This software will send signals to pins based on commands. So if your first relay is on pin 24 of channel 1, you need to configure this WB2S to know that when it gets the turn relay 1 on command, it knows to set pin 24 to high. For this switch, there are four controls. BTN, which is the "Is this switch on?" light inside the little button on the front. LED, which is the blinky light when it's connecting to the network. REL, which is the relay for the power. Two things. This switch only has one outlet, so everything is channel 1. If you had more outlets in the device, they would each get a new channel. This switch treats LED. Like most other devices on this list, treat the Wi-Fi LED. Not sure why, but trial and error showed it to be the case. So to see the button light up with dot